You're with Raph.
This week's changing track is for Guido. 36 years ago, in ever distant 1985, my 35-year-old father was a spectator and Freddie Mercury was on stage, enjoying the biggest night of Rio de Janeiro's historical Rock in Rio festival. The biggest festival in the Southern Hemisphere. Sorry, big day out. Lasted 10 days and showcased the very best of music from Iron Maiden, James Taylor, Nina Hagen, George Benson, Ozzy Osbourne, Al Jarreau, Scorpion, B-52s and, of course, the almighty Queen. Just 2 months after the festival, at the end of that summer, in March 1985, Brazil eradicated its bloody and oppressive military junta dictatorship. Some argue the festival was pivotal, sowing seeds of freedom in the hearts of Brazil's youth. I vividly recall the TV and radio flooding us with ads about the music festival for months. Shown live on free-to-air TV, I was excited to watch as much as I could, despite being only 9 years old. There's one scene that stuck with me, and even after many years, still, watching the recordings on YouTube, it gives me chills. You can see Freddie Mercury, thick, dark mustache, muscular build, no T-shirt, shining in white, super tight pants, center stage alone, holding the microphone in one hand, walking up and down, gazing defiantly at the crowd. Brian, his lead guitar man with his unmistakable curls, all dressed up in white like a rock god, sitting on a stool, both sweating and wet. There is a static tension in the air, and the rest of the stage is pitch black. Thousands of faces are watching their every move. After a long guitar solo, Freddie began Love of My Life. The crowd erupts. The noise is deafening. The energy is electric. You can feel it just by watching. Every single soul of the 100,000 crowd sang every word, making Freddie almost redundant for an instant. He joins in and, like a maestro, instinctively directs them in a moment of pure synergy, rarely executed with such perfection in the history of live music. In that moment, my father is alive and well. In that video, I am the son, dreaming of one day being an adult. In the recent film Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie says that he was not sure that they, the crowd, understood what he sang until Love of My Life happened. And then he knew. My father always told me about his version of that story on that tropical, blazing, humid night. The long 40-kilometre commute by bus, the enormous lines to get tickets, the wait to buy drinks, the time it took to go to the toilets, and the sheer number of people everywhere. The sweat, the tears. For many, I can see this would put them off live gigs for life. For me, it was like advertising. In those days, my father insisted we were there for our absolute love of music, to connect and to be free. I did not know it then, but I was hooked. It would take another 6 years, but in 1991, I was watching other bands in the crowd of Rock in Rio 2, but that's another story. The live version from that day still plays on Brazilian radio frequently, even now. For years, it was just my bragging party trick. My father was there, a story I've been telling for more than 3 decades, and I still feel proud. The day after my father died in 2017, I was here in Melbourne, and I was devastated I could not go to Brazil for the funeral. I recollect pouring a drink and pressing play on that very YouTube video. I remember singing from the top of my lungs. The song was no longer a vanity tool or a party trick. It became communication, something metaphysical. When I listen to it, I can actually feel my father. In a way, this song unites us again. To me, my father and Freddie Mercury are alive in that recording, and because of it, I can always visit them from time to time. In that video, I imagine how it must have felt for those two young men, Freddie and my father, their vitality and their hope, living life at their peak, enjoying, each in their own way, that steamy South American night back in 1985. And in that footage, together, they will live on forever. Guido's changing track is Love of My Life. 1985, Brazil, by Queen.